For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor William Mons from St. Paul Lutheran Church, Iowa City, Iowa.
Through study of the Scriptures and the Lutheran Confessions, you've been taught the doctrine of the Christian faith. That doctrine states that since the fall of Adam, all men begotten in the natural way are born with sin, that is, without fear of God, without trust in God. That means that you were born a sinner. As such, you sin against God and your neighbor in thought, word, and deed, by what you've done and left undone. For all of this, you deserve God's punishment, both now and forever. This Christian doctrine also teaches that God has done something about your sin. God's Son, Jesus, took on human flesh and blood for you. He lived a life in obedience to God's commands for you. More than that, through his suffering, crucifixion, and death, he took the punishment that you deserve for your sins and won for you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. His resurrection on the third day proves this true. Through word and sacrament, the Holy Spirit has brought you to believe that Jesus died and rose to forgive you all your sins, including the sin you were born with and the sin that you've committed through thought, word, and deed, and by what you've done and left undone. And through that same word and sacrament, Jesus delivers that forgiveness that he won to you. That's the doctrine you've been taught and to which, with the Spirit's blessings, you are obedient. Sadly, not everyone holds that doctrine. There are some people who, instead of proclaiming the doctrine of Jesus' death and resurrection, use smooth talk and flattery to proclaim their own lives, their own visions, their own teachings, as if those things were the Word of God. If such people do talk about Jesus, they'll often tell you, "Oh, Jesus, he's great, but if you really want to be saved, you must do X, Y, and Z." Or, "Jesus wants you to be happy, healthy, and rich, and if you're not those things, well, you don't love Jesus enough." Such people don't serve Jesus. They serve their own appetites for fame and fortune. Their teaching causes divisions amongst us, such that people begin to say, "I follow this teacher," or "I follow that preacher." Their teaching also creates obstacles to your faith, and know this about these obstacles. They're spiritual death traps, for they do away with Jesus and make you responsible for your salvation. People who teach such things don't work alone, for the king of the smooth talker, Satan himself, is behind their teachings with his "Did God really say?" speeches. God's Word instructs you to watch out for and avoid these people. God gives you the ability to do just that as you receive the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That grace comes to you through his word and sacrament. And through these means, your faith in God is strengthened, your love for neighbor is made strong, and you continue to be grounded and grow in the doctrine which you have been taught. Put that all together and guess what happens? Divisions are replaced by unity, obstacles are overcome, and smooth talkers are avoided. And as if that weren't enough to help you, as you watch out for and avoid the smooth talkers, Paul reminds you of this promise: "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet." What comfort there is in that! The king of the smooth talkers and all his minions will be broken, trampled, and crushed under your feet, for your feet have been redeemed by Christ to rule and reign with him. Until that day comes, and in the power of that hope, avoid the smooth talker who causes divisions and creates obstacles. You can do it, for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor William Mons of St. Paul Lutheran Church, Iowa City, Iowa, for today's meditation on God's Word.